Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, 639-0008, or if you're outside of the county, it's area code 805-639-0008. You'll want to keep that number handy because we have two ice cream giveaways to give away this hour, and we'll be giving those away shortly, so keep the number handy. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Always Be Prepared. Both of our guests are going to tell us stories about how being prepared changes lives. My first guest is a master organizer. You might say she wrote the book on organizing. So much time, energy, money is spent needlessly because people are not organized. Disorganization leads to stress, poor health, lack of confidence, and, of course, monetary loss. Our guest will teach us a simple yet effective system for keeping everything in place. My second guest is a noted historian. He'll recount for us the most intense weeks in human history leading up to World War II. He'll show us how the British, and Neville Chamberlain in particular, were organized to stave off the start of war, another example of how being organized prevented matters from getting worse than they actually were. As always, you can join in the conversation by calling us at 639-0008. Eileen Roth is a national speaker, consultant, productivity expert on office organization, time management, student organization, and home organization. Her background stems from over 15 years in office administration. Her philosophy is this: organization is not inherited, it's a learned skill. Eileen's organization principles are based on systems. All you need to do is learn the system and repeat them. And they're simple to remember, easy to implement, maintain, and only takes a couple of minutes a day to stay organized. Eileen is the author of Organizing for Dummies, and she's the CEO of Everything in Its Place. She's appeared on Oprah, Today Show. We're very fortunate to have her on the show today. Welcome, Eileen. Welcome to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. How are you today?
Okay. How are you doing, Billy?
Well, I am doing terrific, thanks. And I want to start off by taking you back a little bit in history, back to 1967. Back in 1967, Xerox sold us a lie. They promised us the paperless office. Well, yeah, that didn't turn out exactly the way they planned, did it? Since then, there's been the explosion of the internet. It's actually been the exact opposite of what they were talking about. We've got more paper today than we've ever had in human history. And if you looked at my office, you'd see piles of stuff. I mean, books for future shows, old scripts, potential guests, notes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm what you call a piler. I pile things up. So first question for you is real simple, basic stuff. Why is being organized so important?
Well, when you think about it, you can't find anything. That's usually the key problem, is that getting organized helps you find things faster. You waste time. In fact, the Boston Globe did a study back in 2006, and they said 43% of Americans describe themselves as disorganized.
I would fall into that category.
Yeah, it's almost half the population.
Yeah, yeah.
And on that study, 21% of them said that they were missing, you know, work deadlines, and 50% of them said they usually had to work late 2 to 3 times a week.
Ah, now that rings home. Yeah, the working late thing because you can't get things done. Now, I would say I'm not disorganized, I'm just messy. I can tell you where anything is in my piles of stuff.
Okay, but if you take your pile, you have to be like the Yellow Pages. Remember the old phrase the Yellow Pages had, let your fingers do the walking?
Yes.
Well, you're letting your fingers walk through that pile.
Mm-hmm.
If you had them in a file and they were in a system, and you could just go to that file, your fingers wouldn't have to do the walking at all. Your eyes could just do the looking, and you'd go right to that document you wanted.
Well, now that's appealing.
You could even have a file that said, you know, potential guests, or great interviews, want to, you know, bring them back. You know, different files like that for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having, you know, all those piles all over your desk, the only thing that should be out there right now would be your two guests for this hour. Me and your second guest.
Yeah, Richard Overy. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that makes sense. I mean, I get it. I understand. So what are some of the benefits that I get from being organized?
Yeah, well, think about what's happening to you right now. I mean, one of the things that happens is you get stressed out because you're trying to find something, and you're digging through that pile. You know it's on your desk somewhere, but, you know, which pile is it in? And even if you know which pile it's in, you're looking really hard to find that particular document. So you cause yourself frustration or stress, and heaven forbid that gets even worse into your health. That might go, you know, increase blood pressure or worse. Some people have ulcers, and that's why they have ulcers, because they're stressed out. And when you think about it in a work environment or even in a home environment, you may have relationship problems. You start yelling at someone because, you know, you're stressed, and so now your emotions are at a higher level, and you take something out on somebody else that you didn't mean to. It's just that you were stressed out about what you were doing or what you were looking for. And, of course, you know, when you can find things quickly, you know, if you can just put your hands on a document within seconds, you aren't stressed, you reduce the stress, and you feel more confident about yourself, which means at work that might be your promotion or it might be an increase in salary because you can do things and get it done, and your boss looks at your desk and says, oh, that person can get it done, whereas they look at somebody else and see piles all over the place, they go, yeah, should I give them this difficult project? This is really important. Maybe I don't want to give it to that person.
Hmm.
So it can cause you to be held back at work as well. So being organized really, you know, it helps you, and it helps you in the long run being promoted or just great relationships with family or coworkers.
All right. You've sold me. I get it, Eileen. We're talking to Eileen Roth, everybody, author of the book Organizing for Dummies. I get it. So organization is a good thing. Now, I, as you know from earlier discussion, I'm a piler. I mean, organization doesn't come simply to me. My parents were organized, and so obviously I didn't get the organization gene. Is organization hereditary at all? I mean, am I just not letting my true genes shine through?
No. Not that you have to, you know, have your genes shining through or anything. Now, there's no DNA code that says, okay, this person will be organized, that one won't. You know, Billy gets it. You know, Johnny doesn't. Doesn't work that way. It really is a learned skill, and it's not that hard. It helps if your parents teach you, but for those people who didn't have their parents teach you, I mean, you learn a new skill all the time. If you take a look at your computer, I mean, those people who know how to type and know the system and understand the system, they've learned it. You know, they learn the center hand goes on ASDF, the right hand goes on JKL semicolon, and they can type faster. In fact, I drive my husband nuts because on my keyboard, if I take that particular laptop with me, 10 of the keys aren't there anymore. And I've even tried with permanent marker. I cannot put the letters back.
Mm.
And so he can't type because you know the ones that are missing, the key ones, the C for copy, the V for paste, all the key letters, the ones you use the mouse, those are wiped off. I don't know if it's from cleaning the keyboard or the oil on my hands, but they're gone. And so it helps if your parents, you know, gave you that lesson, just like I learned in school how to type. And so I can do things faster than someone who doesn't know the alphabet or has gotten used to the cell phones and types with two thumbs, and so now they don't, you know, they still don't type on the keyboard. And even when I was an office administrator, I looked at my boss and said, okay, she's got her tabs on the back of her files. I put mine on the front. What's the difference? Why am I doing it differently? Which way is better? And when I realized that putting it on the front was better and why it was better, because you pull open the tab right away, materials behind it, and then if I've got three files with the same name, they're all behind that first tab. You create a system, and that helps you learn things. It's all about just having a system and repeating things so that it becomes basically a habit. And you say, okay, this is where my file is for you. Here's my file on upcoming guests. Here's the upcoming guests for this week. Here's the upcoming guests for next week. You might have separate file folders. You know exactly where to get that information. Send that file folder, take it out. It's there. It's not a pile on your desk.
All right. We're talking to Eileen Roth, everybody. Okay, so organization is learned. I get it. And my parents obviously didn't do a good job with me. I'll have to talk to them about that. But what prevents people from getting more organized? If this is a learned skill, we could all go out and learn it. What gets in the way? Why are there so many of us, 43% of us, consider ourselves disorganized?
Well, the biggest thing, believe it or not, is because people are, quote-unquote, somewhat lazy. And I know that doesn't sound great, but it's like you've got so many things going on. The phone just rang. You just handled the project. Somebody else walks in your office and wants to talk about something. So now you've pulled seven things out on your desk, and so you start adding to the piles. and you keep piling. And the bad part is most people just have like several piles and they just keep adding to the pile and there's no organization. Even I went to do a seminar at a corporation, and I met with this guy named Gary, and Gary said to me, you know, I'm not coming to your seminar. I said, I talked to you about the company, explain what we manufacture, but that's it. And I looked at his desk, and he says, see, I've got six neat piles, and this pile's for this, and this pile's for that, and this pile's for that, and he told me what all the piles are for. So he felt he was really organized. The piles were even straight.
Mm.
And I talked with Gary. He told me what, you know, they manufacture, explained to me, you know, what they did and what they made. And when I was done, I was meeting with someone like just about 2 feet over the next desk from him. Well, she was on the phone. So I was being polite. I pulled my chair back so Gary could get back to work, and I was waiting for Susan. And as I'm waiting, Gary got a phone call. So I'm looking over at Gary, and I'm watching him. And as he's talking, he says, wait a minute, I've got that quote here somewhere. And I'm watching him go through pile number one, and he's not finding what he wants. He looks at me and feels bad, and he goes through pile number one again, and he still can't find it. So he goes to pile number two, and he still hasn't got what he wants, and he gets to pile number three. And finally, in pile number three, he finds this document he needs. So now he's just wasted his time. He's wasted the guy on the phone's time. And so he admitted afterwards when he got the call, he says, okay, I'll be at your seminar. Because he didn't have a good system, even though he thought he was organized with his pile. So it really is a question of having a system that you put in place. And I literally used the name place. In fact, when I wrote Organizing for Dummies, wrote the book, I had an acronym, and I was about six chapters in when I told them I was going to change the acronym, and they said, no, you can't, you already wrote it. I said, I will take the extra time because they have specific deadlines you have to turn in every quarter of the book.
Right.
And I will rewrite those chapters because I was using a different acronym, and I suddenly realized the name of my company is Everything in Its Place, and place was a perfect acronym. So let's try and go through that right now.
Well, Eileen, we need to take a break here for a commercial. We're talking to Eileen Roth, everybody. She is a professional organizer, and she is the author of the book Organizing for Dummies. Eileen, we're going to take this commercial break, but while we're on the break, I want to get into something that you cover in the book, and that is the emotional aspect of organizing as well. Don't answer that right now. Answer it after we come back after this short break.
And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What? Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is always be prepared. I'm talking to one of this country's leading organizers, Eileen Roth. She owns a company, Everything in Its Place, and she's also the author of the book, Organizing for Dummies. And before we get back to her, I told you to keep the telephone number handy because we're going to have some ice cream giveaways. I have one of those ice cream giveaways right now. I will give away an ice cream cone or a cup of ice cream from McConnell's Fine Ice Creams located on East Main Street right there at the entrance to the Pacific View Mall to the third caller who calls in at 639-0008. 639-0008. Call in and win, and that ice cream can be yours. Now, back to you, Eileen. Thank you so much for being a guest on our show. And before we went away to break, I was talking about the emotional aspect of getting organized. You know, for me, it's an emotional thing. I resist organization. The thought of organizing, it intimidates me, so I procrastinate. When you help people organize in your practice, how much of your training is actually psychologically getting them over the hump to get organized versus the actual training them on an organizational system?
It depends on where the person's at, of course, emotionally. But I really try to explain to people that we need to detach from things. Now, if we're just talking about papers, it's a lot easier to detach than it is things.
Mm-hmm.
If you're emotionally attached to things, my first question is always, you know, is the sentiment worth it? If this thing is very, very sentimental value to you, the next question is, could you take a picture of it, a digital picture, and would that be enough to save it? Because it's the memory, really, and the memory of the incident or the triggers is why you hold on to things. Now, obviously, the hoarder show, you know, was a whole other...
I was going to go there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I just thought I'd just get it out of the way. I don't really deal that much with hoarders because that is a psychological thing that's beyond my capability, and I leave that to the professionals for that.
Okay.
And I really feel that they're the ones who have to help those people get over those attachments. But the real question is, you know, can you just exist with a picture, you know, of something? Are you... You know, not clutter up your house. If it bothers you at all to clean it or maintain it or to look at it and gives you any kind of negative feeling, it should definitely be let go. So that is one of the hardest things, is letting go of things, even with information. I mean, with the computers and with our quote-unquote not paperless society, we now use a printer easily and print everything. You can even be a piler on the computer. Your email can be piled up. Your hard drive can be piled up. In fact, you can crash because you can have too much on there. So you really do need to go through and get rid of things. And actually, that's our first step in place. The P stands for purge. And that's the first thing, is that we're in information overload. We're stuffing everything.
All right.
Stuffing the computer, stuffing the file cabinet, stuffing our homes. We need to purge.
Okay. So why do we need to purge? Why do we keep things in the first place?
We keep things. Sometimes it's just an FYI, you know, for your information. You think, you know, you might look at this one day, you might read it one day. But with the internet now, it's so easy to get information that you want that you don't need to hold out for someday, because 9 times out of 10, someday doesn't come.
Right.
So we really want to keep things that we really are going to use. So always ask yourself, you know, is this worthwhile? Is this information I really want to keep? And we won't have time to go through it today, but I have another acronym, WASTE, that you can ask yourself these 5 questions. And that will then help you decide whether you should keep something or not when it comes to information, which is the thing that we're holding onto the most.
Mm.
But other things are easy, like your clothes. You know, if you haven't worn it a year, let it go. The same thing really goes for papers. If you find you saved it and you haven't used it for a year or two, you know, it's time to let it go and say, you know, that's it. I need to purge it. And that is one of the hardest things to do. You almost have to sit down on one day and say, I'm going to give myself a block of a couple hours. If you can't, I recommend you take like a file, or say 5 files a day. Maybe you know, if you're so resistant to it, maybe you give yourself just 15 minutes and take the first couple files in your file cabinet and work your way down the file cabinet and go, okay, first 5 files, what do I need that's still in here? But technically, the best way to decide is when a project is over, or whatever you're working on is over. That's when you need to go through and say, okay, I printed out all these emails, I printed out all this information, it's all in the final report, I can get rid of all this now. Or maybe you're planning an event. The event is over, so now all I need to keep is my last decisions. Or maybe I want a quick list of the places I looked at for possibly going to, in case I want it for a different destination some other time, but I don't need to have all of the information on them.
All right. We're talking to Eileen Roth, everybody. She's a professional organizer. She's training me up on how to get more organized. I am a piler. I admit it freely. It's sort of like this is a 12-step program. I admit that I'm a piler. And the first step in your acronym is the P step, which stands for purge, Eileen. I like your idea of 15 minutes a day. The thought of blocking off 2 hours to do this, that sends my head spinning. That gets my stomach all tied up in a knot. That's just too much time. I can't focus on
it
for that long.
You've probably heard of chunking it, and that's what you're doing. You're just making it into a smaller project. So even if it takes you all year to get through your entire file drawers, just start with 15 minutes, and maybe it's the last, you know how you just kind of don't want to do anything else the last 15 minutes a day anyhow?
Right.
So the last 15 minutes a day, you know, you're done. I usually say the last 15 minutes a day is the time to do your to-do list and get ready for tomorrow, so you have everything written out on your to-do list so you know what you have to do the next day, and to clean off the top of your desk. So once those are done, then you could do, you know, 2 or 3 files and just say, okay. Also, maybe 15 minutes before lunch is a good time to just, you know, you don't want to start something new because you're about to go to lunch, so just grab a couple files. And what you can do is take a colored piece of paper and stand it up straight, tall, or which is called vertical. And it doesn't matter because this paper can bend when you close the file drawer. And you just keep moving it and say, okay, I've done these 5. Now I'm on the next 5. So you don't have to remember where you left off.
Sort of like a bookmark as you go through that.
We're talking
to Eileen Roth, everybody. Before we go on, big shout out to Denise. Denise, you're the winner of the McConnell's Ice Cream. Thank you so much for being a loyal listener. And now we're back to your acronym, Eileen. PLACE. The P is for purge. What does the L stand for in your system?
Okay, this is pretty easy. The L stands for like with like. And you really want to create 2 file systems. You may consider it 3. One is, of course, your permanent file system, anything that you need to keep, permanent documents. Certain documents in a corporation are required to keep. Your taxes you're required to keep for 7 years. Certain things that, you know, are your permanent that you need to file, you're not going to look at them again in the next 2 years, but there's a reason you have to have more legal documents. The other system, you need to have something for things that you need to act on, and that's called the tickler system. And it's called tickler because it tickles your mind that you have something to do. We all try to store too much in our minds. I mean, have you ever gone to the grocery store and you forgot something?
All the time.
Yeah, it's because you forgot to make a list, too. That's the big forget. So if you make yourself a list, you get things done. Well, the same thing, let's say you open the mail, and that's where the biggest problem usually comes in, is you open the mail and you say, okay, you get rid of the junk mail. You're usually pretty good at that.
Sure.
But after the junk mail, it's like, okay, what do I do with the rest of the stuff? So you need what's called a tickler system, and there's three types, just real quickly. You could have the 7 days of the week, but what usually happens with people is they put stuff in Monday, and they don't get it done Monday, so that moves to Tuesday, and that doesn't get done either, so it moves to Wednesday. By Friday, the whole week's sitting there. The other system is a 31-day system, or it's sometimes called 31 days or 43 folders. You have 31 folders for the 31 days of the month, and then you have 12 folders, which makes 43 for the 12 months, and you move things from day to day to day. I tried that once when I was an office administrator, and it drove me nuts because it's like, okay, I didn't get it done today, so I think I'll move it to tomorrow, and then I just kept moving it to, or maybe you even move to next week, but the next week comes and you still don't do it, and you move it to the next day. And then somebody calls on the phone, and you don't know where the document is anymore because you don't know what day you picked, but the person on the phone picked now.
Right.
So I said, that doesn't work for me either, so I actually created something I call the Take Action File System, and instead of worrying about the date that it's due, it's by what's your next action. You always know my next action is to make a phone call, my next action is to write. So I'm filing it by the category instead, and so I know what that document is because it doesn't matter what day I'm going to work on it. I'm going to look at my to-do list for that. It's in my file, and I know where I can find it.
All right. Now, let's flesh that out a little bit more, Eileen, for people listening. So the Take Action File, you break it down into actions. So for you, because you're a professional writer, you've got writing. You've got consulting, and you've got maybe another bucket, office administration.
So actually, not those kind of categories.
Oh, okay. Tell me more.
Action, so like to call. Doesn't matter what your profession is. And I don't consider myself a writer, actually. I wrote one book, but I'm really a consultant and speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So my next action, for instance, and this can be done on your email, too, which is great. These same categories go on paper and they go on email. That's why I said it could be three systems because you have a third system on your computer. So then when I got the email from you to be on the show, the email went into to-do because I needed to do something about it. I needed to reply to you. It could have gone into write because I had to write you back. But my first action was actually to-do for me because it was pick out the information that you want to send to him, and then it could go into to-write or that usually ends up as one thing. So
okay.
I just do the information that this is, what we're going to, we can cover on the show. Here's my acronym I'd like to discuss, and
okay.
This is what we use.
All right,
so
now.
The next action you're going to take, so it's going to fall on one of those categories. It could fall into purchase if you needed to buy something.
Okay, I get it now. And that explains it in much more detail. We've only got a couple of minutes left, Eileen. So what are the other three letters in the acronym stand for, A, C, and E?
Right. The A stands for access. You want to consider your access. So you want things close to you when you need them more. You can have them farther away when you need them less. That even goes for your file cabinet. You don't want to file things alphabetically. You want to file by category. And in your file cabinet, my seminars or workshops, which would be S or W, would technically you'd think be in the last drawer because it's an S or a W, but it's not because my bottom drawer is actually the O, organizations, because I go in that drawer the least. I have to look for an organization I belong to. So you don't have to file alphabetically. Consider your access. So I want it more in the middle drawers so I don't have to bend down to get to the bottom drawer.
Gotcha.
The C stands for contain. It's really important that you contain things. I really still believe in hanging files and tabs so that the tabs are your guides. So you can quickly find things in your file cabinet. And you want to watch your containers and make sure. I do use colored file folders now because I think you find things faster, but color is not every other folder is a different color. PR is one color. Pick a color, it means something to you. Financial is money, so financial files are green. Marketing files for me, I just picked blue out of the thin air, no reason. PR I have is P, and P is purple, so I use purple files for public relations. So you can color code your files. You'll also find things faster.
All right. And the last letter, E, what does E stand for?
The E stands for evaluate. It takes like 18 to 21 days, or so studies say, to develop a habit. So I just say a month because 20 days is 5 days a week, 4 days to the month, 4 weeks to the month. So it's 20 days. And you want to ask yourself, always ask yourself first, what's working? Because when you look at what's working before you look at what's not working, and that's the second question, what doesn't work, then you might see something in what's working that you might be able to apply to what's not working. So, for instance, you color-coded this. Well, maybe I should color-code, you know, something else that you're doing.
All right.
And you'll find it faster.
Very good. Eileen, I can't believe how quickly the time goes when we're trying to get organized. I need to have you back on the show simply because I need to get organized. We've been talking to Eileen Roth, everybody. She's a professional organizer, consultant, speaker. She's also the author of Organizing for Dummies. A lot of people are interested in what you have to say, Eileen. Where would you direct them if you were going to direct them someplace on the Internet to find out more?
The best place to go would be my website because it has my blog. I send out a once-a-month e-zine, which is free, and my products are on there if you're interested in a Take Action file or anything else, and it's www.everythinginitsplace.net.
That's
someone beat me to .com. It's some little store retail place, so go to .net.
Everythinginitsplace.net is where you will find it. All right. Great, Eileen. Thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.